Yes, we are, Kyle. You know, with the spring in full swing, you know, this typically comes with spring cleaning. And like you said, we're experiencing a high volume of trash dumps in our rural areas in Marshall County. These are typically found in our rural ditches and along the roadways sometimes. You know, these include construction waste, electronic equipment, household garbage, yard waste, clothing, appliances, furniture, and most recently is our higher volume of tire dumps. We find a lot of these tires discarded in our ditch banks. Typically March and April are the highest months with reports. A lot of this comes with the melting snow that kind of uncovers some of the nefarious activities over the winter. And then also with the tenant evictions, you know, we have an increased nuisance code enforcement, limited hours of the compost facility. Majority of these dump sites are within a few miles of Marshtown city limits, so it's fairly easy to kind of figure out where these are coming from. When it comes down to the tenant evictions, there's generally a higher volume in the springtime. We're usually involved through the eviction process through a variety of civil actions after the courts provided rulings. In this process, if the tenant is removed from the property and has been vacated, turned over to the owner, many times the property has large amounts of garbage, unwanted items left behind by the tenant. In some instances, cleaning up the property is subcontracted by a third party for removal. And unfortunately, sometimes this unwanted property ends up in our rural areas to avoid the landfill fees. And also with the storms moving through, basements flooding, and just the overall discarding of appliances, property owners sometimes use those third-party contractors for removal. And you can't protect yourself if you do use those contractors for cleanup. Just simply ask for a landfill receipt to avoid the discarded waste being tracked back to the property through our investigation process. And potentially be their responsibility for removal and criminal charges. We also want citizens to take advantage of free appliance hazardous material pickup events in their communities. Those are going to be start coming up here pretty soon. And then many towns also have yard waste compost areas that are generally a free service for citizens and communities. We just encourage you to check with your city hall if there is a location, availability of dates and times. Unfortunately, sometimes these sites do get abused and they're open only on scheduled times. And then also, we encourage the use of the Marshall County Landfill. They have a great website, marshallcountylandfill.org. Also, I have a Facebook page. You can follow them for hours of operation, fees, and then information on recycling tips and basically solid waste education. They do just take about everything at the landfill, obviously with the fee. But one thing that you need to realize is that you are required to secure your load. That is, you know, otherwise, you're subject to a fine. You'll make sure that load is covered. And then just for overall awareness, you know, if a landowner discovers an area where waste is being dumped or suspicious vehicles that contain items of waste, a lot of times we see those driving around that shouldn't be in those areas. Please call the Marsh County Communications Center. As I said before, all reports are investigated by deputies. Sometimes they are challenging challenges associated with these investigations for cleanup, but many times these occur in remote areas, less traveled areas. Fortunately, technology is improving with security cameras of residents, and we do use Marshtown's Flock camera system that has been very helpful in finding these offenders that find their way from the city out in the rural areas. So it makes a lot of these investigations successful. You know, you identify the offender. However, it does take time and some resources to find those people dumping in our rural areas. Once the site is located, generally our Marshall County Secondary Roads Department is contacted to remove these discarded items, which that comes with a cost. I think the last time I talked to one of the employees that they've already expended their tire removal fees for the county, and we still have a lot of spring left, so we'll make sure those tires find the right recycling area. And then we do get some calls about them not picking up some of this refuge in a timely manner. Just keep in mind that it may take them several days because they've already been assigned a task, especially in the springtime with our rural roads and the rainfall. And so it may take some time for them to get picked up, but they will get to that to get that removed if we do not locate the owner and have that owner remove those items.
Got it. Wow, lot there. Hey, Sheriff, had a listener call and asked me to ask you about the pullover law because he was confused. He saw a trailer that was not hooked up to a vehicle, and he saw a lot of people pulling, you know, getting over in the left lane. My thought was that you can't see a lot of times if there's a trailer, if it is attached to a car, until you come up upon it. So could you maybe clarify the pullover law?
Absolutely. If there's a vehicle pulled over alongside the roadway, you are required to move over to an adjacent lane as long as it's safe or reduce to an appropriate speed when going by those vehicles that have end up on the side of the road. You don't know whether there's someone left behind working on that vehicle or trying to make arrangements. So we need to make sure that we do pull over in that adjacent lane as long as it's safe, or reduce your vehicle speed to a reasonable, which we usually try and say at least under 35 miles an hour. So we want to make sure everyone's safe out on that highway.
You bet. Visiting with Sheriff Joel Phillips. Appreciate you answer. I threw you a curveball there at the end. I appreciate it. Always good to visit with you, Joel.
Yeah, my pleasure, Kyle.